Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
All gays go to heaven.
So we got into a bit of a sticky situation like halfway through the course where...
And then he this morning texts me and he's like, you're never going to guess who the other person that's going is.
He's not at all. He's like a frat boy, but...
I think they'll probably be talking about me and sharing stories of my naked pot. I don't know. All right, we're live. I wasted no time.
We are live, and it's October.
The best month.
And Katie's wearing a new sweatshirt.
Yeah, where'd you get that little thing?
I've never seen before. It says right on it.
Okay.
Can you read?
The listeners can't read.
Oh, true.
Oh, Nantucket. It says Nantucket.
That's true.
Yeah.
I've been in this room for 3 minutes. I'm already getting flack.
We were just saying, we're like... We were talking about like the concept of Matchmade having HR, like if any issues were to arise, like an HR department, like who would be the HR department between the three of us?
I honestly think you.
You think me?
I feel like people naturally gravitate to you with their problems.
That is true.
That is so true.
People
in such
definitely
a good way.
Like yeah. Trauma dump on me, but you know what? I'm here for it. No, I really am. I'm a good listener, I think.
You are.
I'm trying to focus. Yeah, in the past like few years of my life, I've really, after I heard the concept of like, do not listen to people only because you're preparing the next thing you're going to say. Like, you know what I mean? You know those people when you're like talking to them and you could tell they're just listening so they can come up with their next like one-liner or something good to say. I've tried to stop doing that and more so just be a good listener.
I love that.
But I'm trying. I listen to our podcast, like I edit the podcast and I'm like, God damn it, I don't shut up. I need to let people speak.
What are your tips and tricks for being a more active listener? Because I think I deal with that problem sometimes.
No, I think the thing is everyone thinks they have a problem, but really they're actually totally fine about it. But the people that do have a problem think that they're totally fine about it.
Mm,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Like if you are actively thinking, oh, wow, I talk too much. I need to listen more. You're probably fine. Like you're probably not the problem. It's the people that genuinely think that they are like... I am such a good listener, but they're like not. You know what I mean?
Interesting. You know I wonder which one of those people I am.
I think you're a great listener.
Aw.
I think you really like let... I think I need to stop talking so much.
I think you're a great listener too, though. That's why Colby just appointed you to our head of HR.
Okay. I'll take it.
You're our chief HR officer.
We wear a lot of hats in this production.
We said it because really I was literally like unscrewing the microphone as per usual. We have some kind of mic stand situation and I almost slung it right into my face.
And I was like, Adam, careful. We don't have workers' comp. Like, careful. Who's going to pay for that when you get stitches?
Colby was like, you can just pay yourself.
Pay yourself back.
Well, Adam is our chief financial officer.
Yeah, that's true.
He handles CFO, COO.
Colby's our social media manager.
Yeah.
And then I like do the production, I guess.
Production.
You do. You're our chief product officer.
Yeah, we each
Adam
have
is
roles.
The business.
I am the business.
You
and
are
then
the business.
I have my cogs.
You are the business.
My beautiful cogs. My girlies.
We're the cogs.
You are. You're the cogs in the machine.
Oh my God.
But I'm also
what's
like,
a cog?
A cog is like
you
like
know what a cog is.
Like a cog wheel.
Oh, I was going through possible acronyms in my head.
COG. Cost of goods.
Yeah, guys.
See,
literally, cost of goods sold.
No, a cog in the machine is like it's something that like pushes that moves the wheel, right?
The cog is the wheel.
Oh.
Yeah, I think. I mean, someone could correct me on that. But there is a person who's like, you know, cogging the wheel, so to speak. I guess like is cogging a verb? People are going to listen to this and be like, these girls okay. are dumb as hell.
What is a cog? A tooth on the rim of a wheel or gear.
Okay. So it's like, it is like a cog wheel. So the wheels that are rimmed or have the teeth at the edge.
A wheel or bar with a series of projections that's, I think
like
we need a visual.
The monster truck.
This is a cog wheel.
Yes.
And the little divots on the side.
So it's like in a grandfather clock.
Do yourself, it kind of looks like a gear. Like if you take apart a watch behind the watch face is like gears and such.
Yes.
And the little ridges on the edge of the gear, like a circular gear, those are the cogs.
Yes.
Anyway, so you're just saying we all
work together.
We all contribute something
to make this product work. I don't know.
The machine.
The machine run.
Match made machine.
The machine only runs with all three girlies.
Anyway.
And here we are.
What a slogan.
And here we are.
Katie, how was your trip that you literally just got back from?
I kind of had like a double-decker trip.
You did, because we haven't talked about Nantucket.
Well, okay, before we like get lost in the sauce, welcome back to another episode of Match Made in Manhattan with Katie, Colby, and Adam.
Girls, how we doing?
I think that was kind of a record. Like,
wait, dream.
I was about to say in my head, I was like,
right,
wow.
Into it.
Yeah, Katie is wasting no time on the intro.
When it's my turn, I'm kind of like aware, but I'm like hoping that like if it's not my turn, that someone will like just do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Usually it like pops into my head.
I try not to like, you know, force it, because it should just like flow.
Be organic.
Yeah. But anyway, to answer your question, I'm pretty tired, I'm not going to lie, but a good tired, because I did a lot of very cool things.
Like Nantucket. Give the people, yeah.
I guess like in a nutshell, Nantucket, well, my vlog is coming on Monday, so you can watch that.
I saw. Can't
44
wait.
44 minutes of goodness. I was actually watching my last two vlogs to get like kind of a feel for how I've edited in the past. And my goodness, like, do you ever look at yourself and you're like, geez, I was not that cute. Like, yes. Or not even like that. Like, that's, I don't want to put myself down, but I was like, wow, I've had a glow up.
Yeah.
Like, I have glowed up.
That's a good feeling.
I mean, truly, I feel like all of us have glowed up. Like, when I look at old pictures, because, like, you guys know I have the photo wall in my bedroom and I have all of our old pictures from, like, previous trips and, like, Pride forever ago and, like, when we were young and, like, just moved to the city or intern and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, like, I cannot believe we looked like that.
I mean, but we thought, the thing is you just like, you take it day by day. You think you're doing your best, which you are doing your best in the moment to, you know, dress how you want or do your eyebrows how you want. But I looked back, I was like, wow, I've something happened in like the past 2 years. I have come into myself. So anyway, that's like totally unrelated to Nantucket, but I was just like watching the vlogs and I'm like, damn, like, ooh, okay. First of all, glow up. Second of all, Nantucket, we had our best year in terms of going during the off season. Like there's just something to it. Like there's something about it that just makes it so much better.
Wait, so last year did you guys go during the off season or were you there during the on season?
It was the on season.
Yeah,
like the peak summer season. Like, okay. And I think it all kind of has to do with when are the kids out of school? Like there were no like really no kids running around. There weren't a lot of like teenagers. It was really just like, which it was like just coastal grandmother vibes and like the locals, everyone was bundled up. It was high 50s.
Oh, sounds so
great.
Nice.
And just a great girls trip as per usual. And like,
did you guys go to Crew?
We did go to Crew.
Did you get a Crew Cumber? Isn't that the drink there?
Colby, is that the drink? Crew Cumber?
I honestly don't know.
I don't know, but I got a martini.
That
I don't
sounds
know.
Like something they would have.
I got a lot of martinis. Love. We saw Ellen Hildebrand again.
So cool.
So did you guys plan that meetup or you just ran into her?
We planned the meetup. Okay. Well, we like, Danielle had DM'd her and we really just, I mean, because now she's Hollywood famous now because she, you know, has the show. So we were like, she's probably going to ignore us. Like she probably gets so many DMs, but she responded to Danielle and she goes, yeah, I have a dinner. Like, what are you guys doing right before? Like, she's like, I'm coming into town. She doesn't live like in town, Nantucket. She like lives a little bit further out. And she's like, I'm coming in at 7 for this dinner. What are you guys doing before? Like, I can come find you guys. Like, she was fully like doing the legwork to come find us.
Wait, so is the town that small where you guys can just like walk around and just like, she can just pop in?
It's very walkable, but I'm assuming she drove in.
Yeah.
Like from wherever she lives. She doesn't live in town, but she like lives close enough that she's, you know. Anyway, we saw her. She was cute, as per usual.
What did you guys chit chat about?
So cool.
She was telling us, well, she asked us like what we thought about Perfect Couple, like a little, like just little tidbits. We really only had like 20 minutes with her before she had to run to her dinner, but she was talking about her new series that she's writing with her daughter. She's retired from like her Nantucket novels, I believe, like she said.
Oh, I thought she was retired full stop. So no.
No, she's not. Well, she's switching gears. Like her and her daughter, Shelby, are co-writing a, like, what's it called? Like a boarding school? Yeah, boarding school series. Or like, it's called the Academy. I don't know what they're going to call
it.
So
fun.
But it's that kind of vibe. It was giving me when she was explaining it, like kind of like the Click vibe.
Right.
So, like,
that's what I was thinking.
Rich kids. I'm like, perfect. Yeah. perfect, sign me up. So anyway, so she's writing that with her daughter, but she just is the coolest person ever, and I just want to be her.
She does look very cool. Like, she has like an aura about her from the pictures. She's written like
29 novels. Like, how do you—
has she always been a writer? Like, what's her lore?
How do you invent all those characters? She— so I'm not— I don't want to butcher like her whole life story, but I know she was married and was kind of feeling like she just wanted something. She was like a stay-at-home mom. She wanted something that like fulfilled her, and so then she started writing and has not stopped since then.
Has she always lived on Nantucket?
No. No. I need to like look up her actual story, but I know that.
Interesting.
Anyway, but she's like invented so many characters. If you think about it, because an Ellen Hildebrand novel has so many characters, like so many names.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very impressive.
Well, and she's like so famous now. Like, that show is like everywhere.
Yeah, I know.
And I know. All of the characters that she invents have the most thorough, well thought out, detailed backstories that either she has a crazy imagination or she knows some very fascinating people.
Yeah. I feel like she must base these characters off of real people.
Yeah.
Which makes it easy for her to keep track. Well, because she has characters that revisit, like that will come, like Chief Kapanash, the chief of police, comes back in like all the novels. She will bring him back.
Is he always Chief Kapanash?
Yeah. He's like just a recurring, he's like the cop in town that she'll just like mention in like other novels, like unrelated.
Do any of her novels intertwine, like have overlapping like Easter eggs?
She'll like mention the plot of another novel in like a previous one. She'll be like, oh, in the big wedding between this couple, where like the previous book was all about that couple. So it's like all the characters are like in the same universe, if that makes sense.
That's kind of cool.
Well, not every single one, because there's this whole series that she does like a winter. Like, she'll— not all the books that she's written are about Nantucket, but like most of them are. Anyway, I digress. I like that. Ellen was very cool. We like took pictures with her. She's in my vlog. Like,
cute. Felt
very cool. Yeah, that was— I mean, Nantucket was just great. It was a really nice, chill vibes. We rented a car and got stuck.
No way. On the beach?
Brooke and Danielle are probably going to do a full deep dive on the story on their podcast. But long story short, we rented a Jeep, which was very cool, because we wanted to go on like a beach drive. And, you know, the tires on those cars are like good for like beach drives. Anyway.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, no, they are. We got in the Jeep, and I guess everyone was just under the impression— again, I have not driven— like, I've had a Jeep in my life, but that was years ago now, like 6 years ago,
and
that I
owned Stella didn't go on the sand.
Stella did not go on the sand. My white Jeep Wrangler, Stella, from Elon. So they were like, okay, we had gotten essentially the exact same car that I used to have, just the upgraded version to drive on the beach. And so I knew you have to let the air out of the tires like halfway, because a myriad of reasons. A, tires could pop. B, better for the environment, I guess, if you're not making huge divots in the sand. Do you have another reason?
I have a question.
Oh, I was like, I think that's
for the
it.
Reasoning after. So it might be a question for after, but I'm going to ask it now.
Okay.
So then when you get back on the road, what are you supposed to do?
Well, they had a station. So we went to like the specific area that is known for driving your four-wheel drive vehicles on the beach. Yeah. So they have the whole setup. They like— and they charge you $50 a car to do it, which is ridiculous. But I bet it goes to like the natural upkeep of like the sand and whatnot. But there's a station where they tell you to take the air out of your tires if you don't already know that. And then when you get out, they have a station where it's free to just pump your tires back up, which is really nice. Like, at least it's free. Because I remember having to go to gas stations at Elon to pump my tires up because the tires just would never stay full. Anyway, we were on the course. It was like an obstacle course of sorts, like to get to the beach.
Yeah.
Like bumps, and like it had just rained the week before, so there's a lot of water. It was honestly thrilling, very exciting. Clara was driving. And I guess we just assumed that four-wheel drive was on already, which in hindsight, why would it be? Because like when you're on a regular road, you don't need four-wheel drive. It's actually like more dangerous to have it on.
Yeah.
So it was on two-wheel drive. So in the Jeep, I believe it was like the back tires were moving, the front tires weren't. So we got into a bit of a sticky situation like halfway through the course, where there was a big, like, it was deep sand and soft sand, and we got stuck. and each of us got in the driver's seat, tried to like maneuver it, and we were just getting more stuck. Like I floored it, tried to wiggle the wheels, kept digging ourselves deeper into the sand.
I'm picturing all four of you just rotating, thinking the result is going to be different with a different girl behind the wheel.
Well, yeah, and I was like, oh, guys, I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm like, I used to have this car. Like,
Katie's like, I know how to work this gas pedal.
No, we just dug. I dug us into a deeper, you know, like the saying, like, dug myself into a deeper hole. Like, yeah. We were literally doing that with the car. So what did we do? We tried to call for help. The line was dead, so no one was going to come and help us. We were like,
there's no employee.
Nope, not on this day. So
you pay the $50 and there's no one there to even
I guess
know.
We could have walked. There was someone, but they weren't answering the phone. There was on the parking or the permit we got, there was a phone number to call if you needed help and they just weren't answering. But in theory, we could have walked all the way like a mile back and gotten the guy to come help us. But even he was like a kid. Like it was like a child.
Did he tow you guys out of the hole?
So what happened was even better because this truck approaches us with these two like middle-aged dad looking like fishermen in their waders.
Oh my god.
In those like the boots that like are pants that are waterproof for fishing and whatnot. And they come up to us and they're like, are you guys okay? They were like in their car, like not making moves to get out of the car. And we're like, no, we really need help. Like, can you help us? We were like, please. We're just girls. We don't know what.
We went into it
so confident. We're like, we are so badass. Look at us go. And then we were like, we're just girls.
We're just little girls.
And we don't know what's wrong with the car. At this point, we still hadn't figured out that we didn't have four-wheel drive on. Like, now looking back.
It just never crossed your mind.
Never crossed my mind. Because I was like, oh, I did ask. I was like, guys, are we in four-wheel drive? And Claire goes, yeah. Because she just, I mean, and everyone, we all just kind of assumed that the car was in four-wheel drive. I don't know. Anyway. Hindsight's 2020, but these two dads help us. But they were so respectful, and we were actually talking about it on the way home because they were, we actually don't even know if they're dads. We don't know any a single thing about their life story, but they just were giving very respectful, kind male energy where like we were in a very vulnerable position, and the guy was like not even wanting to like get into the car, like not even wanting to like touch anything. He was like just being like so nice, and he was like, we're gonna help you guys out.
Aww.
And then obviously he just turns on four-wheel drive and it's easy from there. He just turns it on and then gets it out like in 2 seconds.
They didn't even have to dig?
No.
At all?
No.
They literally just flipped on four-wheel drive and drove it out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We were fully prepared to get on our hands and knees and like scrape, like carve ourselves out of there with our fingers.
Oh my God.
But this man just like flips one switch, gets us out of there, and then we were smooth sailing, had no other problems after that. And we thanked these fishermen. But then, of course, when we get out of the course, we're driving, like, you turn around. We were on the beach. It was beautiful. We saw seals, ate pizza. It was, like, the most magical afternoon. And then we get back on the trail to come back, like, onto the main road and do the whole air, put the air back in the tires and whatnot. And we come across this, like, we're driving towards, and there's, like, headlights coming towards us. And we're like, this is like a one-way road, like what the heck. And it's this like group of guys kind of resembling a bachelor party, but like honestly like not even, like kind of more nefarious looking, like I don't know, kind of rugged men up to no good with a handle of Tito's. And they were like catcalling us and like being weird and creepy towards us, which made us appreciate the men in the waders, the fishermen, even more. I was like, this is like, it's crazy, because we were like, oh my god, those guys were so nice. And then we're like, men, like we lost faith in men again after that. But anyway, it was quite the story.
What an up and down.
Yeah, but who knew? Four-wheel drive, guys.
It's all takes.
Knew. And then we like had it on still, and I'm like, Claire, you can turn off four-wheel drive now. We're like on the highway now.
Those fishermen probably thought it was so funny when they got in the car and realized that the car wasn't in four-wheel drive.
I was gonna say, they probably felt like the man, that they were just like, easy fix. Got you out.
Yeah, how nice. Exactly. I was like, they're probably, I said when they drove off, I'm like, they're going to be talking about this for like days.
Yeah.
How stupid we were.
Yeah.
But whatever, it's fine. Like, I was expecting we're going to have to pay. I thought we broke the car.
Yeah.
There was like, when we like had run it, the exhaust, like it was kind of like, I was like, guys, we should probably turn the car off. Like, I don't know if it's going to explode.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just like under sand, but whatever. Anyway.
Wow.
Yeah, Danielle and Brooke are probably going to tell a very funny rendition of that story on Gals on the Go, so...
Oh, what? Did they have, like, a different experience?
No, but, like, the way that we were reflecting when they were talking about it was, like, I was in, like, stitches. Like, so... like, the way that they describe it, hilarious.
I love that.
Anyway, because Brooke at one point like got behind the wheel and was the one, like, she, because of course, like, everyone tries, like, I was like so confident, and then I like felt deflated after that because I just like dug us deeper in. I was like, I can't be behind the wheel.
I'm not responsible for this.
Like, no, because if something bad happens, like, I don't want to be responsible. Clara's going to kill me. Like, she's the one who rented the car and her info's all. I'm like, Clara should be the one.
That is so classic, Katie.
I'm like, guys, I will help you, but I clearly don't know what I'm doing. So, like, I'm done. But the fisherman, like, got us most of the way out. And then Brooke, he's like, Brooke, or he obviously doesn't know her name. He was like, you, get in the...
You, girl,
get in the driver's seat. And, like, because he wanted to see how far we had to go. And, yeah, she was the one behind the wheel when we finally got out.
Wow.
Was it a bumpy ride?
Yes.
Were you getting car sick?
Honestly, no, because we were going slow.
Yeah.
And it was, like, thrilling. It felt like we were on a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Oh, that sounds so fun. I love that for you.
That does sound
and then you quick turn around and went on another trip too.
Yes. I went to
Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter concert. That was, yeah. Oh my God. I had like a really busy weekend, to be honest.
Yeah. What the heck?
But
you've been a busy, busy girl.
Went to Accord, New York. I don't want to say upstate because I know people will tell me it's not upstate from experience.
Is it pronounced Accord or is it just pronounced Accord?
Oh, okay. I heard both things from the people working at this place, so I was like,
gotcha,
someone, I don't know, but it was really magical. Ines is like gorgeous. I definitely need to go back there.
Unbelievably stunning.
I was there with Frenchie, which is like a wellness Ashley Tisdale's brand, but
cute.
Unfortunately, this was the only influencer trip that Ashley Tisdale herself did not go.
I was really looking forward to seeing some Ashley Tisdale content.
Yeah, like I actually just in hopes that she was going to be there, saved some TikTok sounds from High School Musical and such to like do with her. Cause I didn't know if it was gonna be one of those, I've never been invited on one of those influencer things where like a celebrity is just there and you get to like do a TikTok with them.
Like Rare Beauty.
Yeah, like Selena Gomez or like Bella Hadid.
I guess too, yeah, yeah.
And Hailey Bieber, like yeah. all these influencers are like, you know, saving their TikTok sounds, ready to go, doing the trends.
You would have had to do Bop to the Top. Or Fabulous.
I want Fabulous. I was thinking
Fabulous, yeah. Like, in the beginning part. But anyway. Yeah. She wasn't there. She had just given birth. So, I think it's extremely fair.
Congratulations, Ashley.
We love you.
But, yeah, no, it was really, really cool.
Okay, wait. So, that's her brand?
Yes.
What's the brand again?
Frenchie.
I love their body sprays and their body wash. All of the scents that they have are amazing.
It's very luxe. It feels... Yeah. They sell it at Target.
Does she have a Frenchie? Yeah.
So it's spelled Frenshe,
like oh.
She. And I believe her last name, her married last name is French?
Oh, question mark? Interesting. Ashley French.
Chic. I believe her husband's name is... Let me just double check that.
Ashley
Iced
French.
Iced tea imported from England.
Christopher French. Singer.
Okay, slay, Chris. Is this their first kid? I don't know anything about Ashley Tisdale either.
Yeah, me neither. I have not kept up with her.
Same.
Let me let you know all these
I have been seeing Amanda Bynes like all over my TikTok though, and it's just making me so sad.
Ashley Tisdale is officially a mom of two. The High School Musical alum and her husband, Christopher French, welcomed their first child, daughter Jupiter Iris French, in March of 2021. 3 years later, their second daughter, Emerson Clover, was born in September 2024.
These are cute names.
Honestly,
Christopher French is like a really hot name.
Yeah, no, I agree.
The last name French, obsessed.
Wow. Oh, he's tall too. Anyway, it was a great trip though, and I made some new friends.
I love that for you.
The spa's new at Ines. They just opened it, and I got the most amazing massage. I hadn't gotten a massage in like 2 years.
Sounds so nice.
Incredible.
To be honest, massages, I usually like don't feel very relaxed when I'm getting a massage.
Same, I get stressed. They're like, hit or miss.
It's up.
Like, it's not relaxing for me. Yeah. It's good for me. I walked out of there and I was like, wow, I feel like a noodle. Like, I feel good. Like, I'm not as tense. My shoulders felt good and relaxed, but during, I was not relaxed.
No.
That's
especially
why
if they're like beating the shit out of you.
Yeah, that's why I'm a nail salon massage person.
Oh, why? Because they just are gentler?
No, because you just go in the massage chair, and sometimes they don't even make you go in the massage chair if you're actually getting manicure. They'll just do it while your nails dry.
Mm.
But it's not like you're laying on the table in the robe. And when I get a spa massage, I feel like I'm thinking so much about how I should be disconnected that I start thinking about all the things that I have to do after. And then also thinking about, like, how I'm not sure what's going on around me. But at the nail salon, it's like 10 minutes. And it's just, like, neck and shoulders, which is really all that I need.
Yeah, those are the big points.
Yeah.
But interesting. Well, anyway. It sounds fun. I'm very jealous. It sounds...
sounds so nice.
And now I'm back.
And now you're back.
And I'm here.
And you're here.
Wanting to listen to you two. I'm done talking. This is me practicing not speaking. Practicing
not speaking.
But I'd love to hear your updates.
I actually have something kind of funny.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my god, yay.
Well, I guess I need to give the update. This has to do with Fire Island, the like funny thing that I have to say. But
goody.
I don't know where we left off on with him. I think I was like saying that I was gonna send a text. But correct. I sent a text.
You were expressing to us how you were feeling.
And then we're like, but I didn't say, or whatever. And then we're like, well, you just did, because he's gonna listen.
Right. And then I ended up texting him the day after.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm too stressed. Sorry. Love you. XOXO. Not actually, but like I sent like a really good message. And honestly, like I was so anxious about it the entire day. I was like, oh God, like we have mutual friends. Like this guy's going to be like mad at me because we've been talking for a couple weeks at this point. But he was so sweet. I basically just said, like, I can't really commit a lot of time to dating right now. Like I was like, I am down to see you casually when the timing makes sense, but I can't really plan that far ahead with, you know, dating right now. Like I'm working a lot. The time that I'm not working, I'm trying to spend as much time with my friends as I can. And like a very consistent dating scenario is just not in my cards right now, just based on the work situation that I'm going through. Not that it's a bad work situation, but like I am dedicating a lot of time to work right now.
Mm-hmm.
On my own accord. Like I prefer it that way or to focus on that right now. And so dating is just taking a backseat. And so anyways, I think this guy who I thought was amazing and I really liked him, we went on several dates and I thought he was like, I've said it multiple times in the podcast, he's so hot, so sweet to me, really liked him. But I think that, you know, he was texting me every day and we were like, he was trying to actively plan dates for me. And I felt like I couldn't give him as much as he was giving me. So that's kind of the synopsis. And then I texted him some semblance of that where I was basically just like, I don't really feel like I can give you as much as you're giving me right now. And although I really like you, like I'm down to see you, you know, like casually when the timing makes sense. But as of right now, I can't commit to like consistently dating you, basically. Mm-hmm. Not saying like we were going to be in a relationship, but just like the more consistent planning of dates and like seeing each other 1 to 2 times a week, like it just wasn't fitting into my cards. So I texted him that and it was like the most like clearly anxious text ever. Like it was me just like completely oversharing my feelings. I sent it and immediately had so much anxiety. I was like, I need to have my phone taken away.
That's the kind of text you send and then you put your phone on do not disturb for a while and you're like, I literally can't look.
No, guys, literally what I did.
I literally can't look at what he says to me.
After. I sent the message. I was at the office also because he had double texted me because I left him hanging the night before. Because the night before he was like, do you want to hang on this day? Like he asked me if I wanted to hang on Wednesday or something like that. I forget when it was that I got the text. And I didn't reply because truthfully, like I had a bunch of work stuff going on. And I was like, fuck, I honestly don't even know if I'll be able to hang out with him on Wednesday. So I didn't confirm. And then the next day he double texted me and he was like, slight pressure here because I need to like know my plans. Totally fair on him, like to need to know kind of like how he was going to distribute his own plans. And so I responded to that with like my lengthy anxiety written text. And then I literally put my phone down upside down, immediately texted you both, and I was like, I'm so fucking stressed, I just sent this text. And then immediately texted Alex and I was like, I cannot breathe, like I need to come home because I'm gonna throw up. Like I had so much anxiety about this text. And then he texted me back so fucking quick and I was like, I cannot even read this text. I called Alex, I was like, go get my laptop and I need you to log in and I need you to go on my iMessage and I need you to read what he said, and if it's bad, I don't want to know about it, so just delete the text. But if it's good, you can tell me and then I'll read it. And Alex is
like, wow, that's calculated.
That's crazy. I didn't know that you did that.
Me neither.
No, guys, I was being psychotic. Like that day, I was freaking the fuck out. I was like, I cannot read this text. I have too much anxiety about it. You didn't even
send him a bad text.
I know, but in my head, I was like losing my mind.
I get that though.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. Because I think like
more so is like you're putting your feelings out there more so because you're expressing how you feel.
When I feel like, because we said this last week, but you have mutual friends with this guy.
Exactly.
So it's less of a situation where in the past, of course, you've had situations with people where you're like, I'm not vibing with this guy or whatever reason for cutting it off, and you either ghost or like there's like other things that you can do. But with a mutual friend, you can't do that.
No, exactly.
And you need to be. What I was saying to you was this was you avoiding having to do that because you were just being upfront with your situation right now. It wasn't like you were dumping him. You were like, I still want to see you. I just, I have a lot going on.
I know, I'm so drama.
Imagine if you like ever have to dump someone, how that will go.
No, guys, sometimes
somebody will have to do it for him.
You'll have to be sedated.
Guys, sometimes I literally get severe anxiety about that. Me having never been in a relationship, sometimes I'm like, oh my God, what if I get in a relationship and we have to break up? Like, I can't deal with it. I just get so stressed out about things like
one
that.
One thing at a time, dear.
Yeah.
One thing at a time.
Guys, all I'm saying, I might need some therapy and a Xanax prescription soon.
Well, his reply was good though, right?
Oh my God, his reply was amazing, and like it made me feel so much better about the entire situation. But the funny thing that I had to say is, so today,
okay guys, so you know that we love a good skincare and makeup routine, but did you know how you apply these products to your face can make all the difference?
Anisa Beauty has been changing the game with their vegan and cruelty-free brushes since 2019. Their Pinnacle Foundation Brush is a fan favorite and has gone totally viral for a reason.
The Pinnacle Foundation Brush is seriously the key to flawless application. I could use the cheapest foundation and this brush makes it look like I'm wearing a $200 formula. It's that good.
It's all in the design. The brush's triangular shape fits every corner of your face, so you can use it for foundation, contour, highlight, basically all your liquid and cream products.
And don't forget about their skincare brushes. The Pinnacle Skin Brush has completely changed how I apply my serums and moisturizers. No more using my hands. This brush ensures everything goes on smooth and evenly.
So check out the Pinnacle Foundation Brush and more at anisabeauty.com.
Use code MATCHMADE for 30% off site wide. That's ANISABeauty.com.
Check it out.
Spark something uncommon this holiday with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses.
So a lot of us know that shopping for dad, shopping for boyfriend, shopping for men is very tough. Last Christmas, I was kind of freshly dating Jack and didn't really know what to get him. So I went to Uncommon Goods and I got him an Arsenal book. That's his soccer team that he supports. And it's a collection of different news printings from the past 50 years of Arsenal's history. So it was really great gift. He loved it. I also got him a customized candle, and I got my dad a whiskey creating kit. Like, you can DIY your own whiskey. There's a ton of good stuff on there.
Uncommon Goods has the most meaningful out of the ordinary gifts on the market, and like Katie said, they even have gifts that you can personalize. Uncommon Goods will be at Grand Central Holiday Fair in Vanderbilt Hall and Grand Central Terminal in New York City, November 11th through December 24th. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/matchmade. That's uncommongoods.com/matchmade for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Happy holidays.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
I got invited to this Taylor Swift, some like Taylor Swift like drag show or something going on tonight.
Lit.
And so my friend invited me. And then my friend was like, wait, I just realized. So one, that guy, Fire Island, is going to be there. There's going to be a total of four, maybe five people there. Okay, mind you. Like, I would have been the fifth.
from your group. Like, there's a whole event going on.
It's an event going on. I got invited by a mutual friend.
Oh, I thought this was a 5-person event.
Yeah. No.
It's not a private show.
No, I was like, is this a private, like, drag show?
No. It's like,
honestly, it
could be great.
I love a drag show.
Sounds great.
But no, I guess they got tickets to this public show, right? Yes. And so it's a group of, let's say, like 4 people. I would have been the 5th. My friend invites me, and then he's like, oh, yeah, like, this dude, like, Fire Island's going. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Like, I already have plans anyway. And then he, this morning, texts me, and he's like, you're never going to guess who the other person that's going is. It's literally the married man.
The Stop. Married man?
Yes.
Oh.
The married man from Fire Island, either last summer or 2 summers ago. I forget when I saw him.
The lore.
He's in town.
I know. And if, like, you haven't heard it on the podcast, but, like, last summer or 2 summers ago, I was having this very brief love affair with a married guy who's in an open relationship. So it's okay, but was having this like brief love affair with him. And then now, of course, he's going to this Taylor Swift event with Fire Island.
Do you think they'll have a brief love affair?
I think they'll probably be talking about me and sharing stories of my naked body. I don't know. Just kidding.
How would that come up?
I mean, it's them two.
Oh, they both know.
Our mutual friend who loves to roast me live. And I have no doubt that I will come up.
Hey, that's
good. All publicity is good publicity.
I was literally just going to say that.
And it's better that you can't go because you're going on a date with us.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm taking the girls on a date.
You have better things to do.
Exactly. But anyways, I thought it was so funny. And he was like, you need to come. And I was like, there is no place I would rather be less than in a small group with 2 dudes that I've hooked up with.
Yes.
Yeah.
That potentially don't know that I've hooked up with both of them.
Right.
Like, can you imagine 4 or 5 people and 2 of the people in this small group are 2 guys that I've hooked up with?
No, my palms would be so sweaty.
I would be so stressed. But objectively, it'd be kind of hilarious.
It would. And iconic.
It would be good content for the podcast. So you're doing the listeners a disservice, but I
know, I'm sorry, guys.
This is for your mental health. That would be a lot. And we are hanging out tonight, so.
Yeah, so that's
wow,
like.
Wow, that is funny.
I know.
That's just like.
So crazy.
Small world vibes, I guess.
My only other update is that after that happened, I texted Colby this. I was like, literally, like, fuck my dating life. I'm changing my Hinge. And I changed my Hinge location to London, and so I've been on London Hinge for like 5 days.
Aren't they so hot?
So hot. Everybody is so hot and so tall.
Yeah, so tall. All of the guys are over 6 feet. I swear to God.
No, I don't even have a filter on, and every single guy is like 6'4".
Except for Jack.
Well, he's not on London Hinge.
He's not even from London, so I guess that's
true. But
they grow them different outside of London. Anyway, when are you going again?
I'm going the week after next.
I'm right. So jealous.
You're going, because I'm going to Austin next week. You're going that right after.
So I think it's like the 14th. It's like Tuesday the 14th, maybe?
Yeah, that's when I'm in Austin.
Yeah. And I'm staying the weekend, coming back Sunday morning.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear all about it.
We're going, so all the gays are going out on Thursday to this place called Heaven is the club. It's like a gay club, I guess. And so we're all going to dinner before and then going to this place, Heaven. And they were like, we need to go to Heaven. It's like basically the gay club for all of the younger people, basically. And they were like, you just need to experience it. And it's apparently like they just have people swinging from like ribbons from the ceiling, like naked people just everywhere. I'm trying to think of like what to related to. Maybe the Box. I think the Box is like kind of like a similar concept. But yeah,
House of Yes,
sure.
That like people swinging from the ceiling, that's what that sounds like to me.
Yeah.
Wow. So okay, first dinner, then Heaven.
First dinner, then I'm going to Heaven with the gays.
Sounds like Heaven.
No, guys, like the podcast all episode
gays after go to heaven.
All gays go to heaven.
All gays go to heaven. You know, all dogs go to heaven. That movie. All gays go to heaven.
Wait, we should name the episode this.
I know.
They should make merch that says that if they don't already.
All gays go to heaven. I'll keep you updated.
Kind of hilarious.
I honestly feel like when I get back from London, I'm gonna have some great stories. I feel like
I'm very excited.
I think I'm gonna go crazy. And also the Dubai guy is gonna be there too.
Right.
So need to see him.
See, we go to Children Firehouse.
What's that?
It's a restaurant, but their hotel bar is also so cool. And I guess like a lot of footballers go there.
And Taylor Swift.
Yeah. It's famous people go there.
Children Firehouse.
But
oh my gosh, going.
When we went, I felt like I was coming down with like an illness of some sort. So we weren't there very late. No, well, we had gone to dinner. It was the last night that I was there. And it was only me and my friend Sarah left, and we were like so excited for this night. We were going to take on the town because the two of us were single and our other two friends were in relationships. We got dinner, and then this guy sat next to us, and he was probably in his 40s, if not his 50s. He was a podiatrist, and he was talking to us for far too long that it completely killed our vibe, and the waiter wasn't bringing us our check because she thought that we were being entertained by this doctor.
Was he talking about feet the whole time?
He was like talking about his work and his life. So and we were feet. Entertaining it because we were seated very close together. We kept trying to divert the conversation, but he was alone. And then we were like, we have to go into the bar just to see it. So then we got a drink. We were walking around and we were like, this would be so fun if we didn't just get our ear yapped off. You know when you have those situations where it's like you're going full steam ahead and then you crash like so hard and you can't come back from it?
Yes.
It was like that.
Hit a roadblock.
Yeah. But
and then you're just not in the mood anymore.
I would love to go back.
I would
so
go.
So you should go.
Remind me the name again.
Chiltern Firehouse.
Okay. I'll keep you updated. My one friend who's going with me and staying the weekend with me, he's like a big planner. So he organizes all these dinners and all kinds of things to do. So I'm excited.
It's in Marylebone.
Yeah. Marylebone. I just Googled it. 5-star hotel.
It's we're staying so cool. We're staying in Shoreditch for the majority.
Yes. Go to Soho House.
Is it in Shoreditch?
Yeah. Shoreditch House.
And then we're going to our client dinner is at Soho House, I think.
Oh.
I just realized it's called Shoreditch House because the dinner is at Shoreditch House. Yeah. Oh, that's so cool.
A nice one.
Yeah. And then I think we're going to stay in Soho for the weekend.
Fun.
Shoreditch in the afternoon.
So I'll get two vibes. I'm so excited. I need to buy new clothes, like an entirely new wardrobe.
Do it there.
It's a good idea. But that's my update.
Ralph Lauren is some good stuff right now. I know that's like an American brand, but...
I guess you don't
need to buy English things to wear in England, but I just got Jack on Nantucket. I got Jack a green corduroy button down long sleeve. Nice. And I have to say, like, the men's clothes at Ralph Lauren are sexy right now.
Really?
Sexy.
Are they giving Abercrombie? Like, Abercrombie is the best clothes right now, in my opinion.
I would say it's not giving Abercrombie.
Abercrombie would probably want to be giving Ralph Lauren.
Ralph Lauren is Rachel Green's brand.
Yeah.
From Friends.
The dream.
So I think you should shop there. Like, all the clothes are giving, like, rugged man, but, like, in a good way. Like, rugged man that has a good job, you know?
Rugged waspy Perfect. Man.
I can't wait to look like a rugged waspy man.
That's exactly it. You should get... Every man needs a corduroy long sleeve shirt.
I feel like you should get a cardigan.
The two different vibes that I got spit at me. Katie's like, every man needs a rustic corduroy shirt.
That would look nice Colby's with like a t-shirt under it. But I think you could also pull off the like Jacob Elordi t-shirt.
With a like dark cardigan vibe. Yeah. And should I also get like a really expensive bag?
I was going to say, are you going to carry a purse like Jacob Elordi?
Like maybe I should.
I think it's great that he does that.
I love him.
The most fashionable man ever.
He always has so sexy. Like an amazing bag that like I'm like if I were
Bottega.
Olivia Jade, I'd be stealing my boyfriend's purses.
Yeah, they could share.
They really
probably
could.
Do.
100%.
Do you see them on the yacht?
I did.
I felt for you on that day.
I was actually really happy to see it because I love her and I love him and I like them together. If it can't be me, I'm happy it's her. You know?
That's Cole, so what's going on with your love life?
Yeah, update us.
My love life. So I actually texted Katie this yesterday because that Raya guy had messaged me or like last week.
You told them about
that
how, like,
we were postponing our date until after the wedding, which was fine. And then yesterday I was like, wait, that guy never texted me. Should I text him? Because the conversation, it wasn't like we were chit-chatting about life, which is fine because I didn't want to do that anyway. And then I was like, maybe I should be like, hey, like, how was your weekend? Like, bring it back to like whatever we're talking about. And then I got busy anyway and decided I wasn't going to do that.
Because what happened was he had expressed that you guys had had a day planned and he then had the basketball game.
Yeah, yeah.
So then he was like, let's do another day. And you're like, well, I have this wedding. Let's just do it next week.
Right.
And then he said something and that was the end of it, or that you said something.
No, then we like were chatting a little bit, and then I wrote back. He sent like a meme or something, and I wrote back to it, and that was the end of that.
Okay.
Which was fine because I didn't want the conversation to go anywhere else than that. But then I was like, should I text him? And then I was thinking, well, I literally am going to be like, I could get a drink on Thursday, but then I have a wedding. So then I was like, it basically would be the same conversation again, and I would be initiating it.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm just going to hold off. And then if I am going to text him, I would do it next week. And then he texted me today.
No way.
It's like you manifested. Yeah. It's like you, like, it's, I mean, it's a witchy month. Like, you used a little witchcraft. And you're like, he will text me before I text him.
He lit that deadly attraction candle.
I did.
Yeah, you did. You're right.
Apparently.
And it called him.
It summons Tim.
Wait, so did you text him back?
Yeah, he texted me right before I walked into my part-time job interview that I didn't get because I don't have time to have a part-time job, even though I need one.
Wait, so did they already tell you didn't get it?
Well, no. Essentially, so
we are all over the place.
Yeah, just short-circuited.
I love it.
So no, they didn't flat out say that, but I don't have the availability for the job. So I applied to be a part-time seasonal sales associate at the Jenny Kane boutique, and it's close to my apartment. It would be very convenient. But then I applied to this position out of convenience geographically.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really think about it. And in terms of like their store hours, which are 10 to 6. So I was like, I don't know when I would even be able to work. And I almost followed up on the email being like, I don't want to waste your time. I don't think I have the availability to do this. But then I figured I might as well just take the conversation. You never know what could come of it. So I kind of created a job for myself as potentially being a consultant to do community and influencer events at the store.
Wait, you literally pitched yourself. That's amazing.
But the guy was like, we do need somebody like this because that's one of our greatest opportunities as a brand and a store. But that's not what this role is. And also, we don't have a corporate office and the company is LA based. So I have to talk to my manager.
Wait, that's kind of hilarious. You literally go into this job interview to be a part-time sales associate.
I literally was like, I have always wanted to work in retail. I actually have. I wanted to work at the mall so badly when I first decided that I was going to get a job, and my mom refused to drive me to and from the mall because I didn't get my license until essentially senior year of high school because I'm young for my grade. So she would have had to cart me there and back. Mm-hmm. And the mall is not close to my house. It would be like a 40-minute drive each way. And so that's totally understandable. But I never got to work at the mall. And I have always just had this urge to be the store associate that works at a boutique or something.
I could totally see that for you.
Right?
But I'd see you as like an anthropology sales girl.
Yeah, but Jenny Kane is very similar vibe to that, okay. I would say.
And our recorder died, so I'm not sure where we ended off with that. But Colby, yes. So what did the guy text you?
The tangent
we just went on.
I'm really sorry you didn't get the job, but I'm also interested in what the man texted.
If anybody has any part-time work that is easily manageable with a very demanding full-time job, please let me know. But he just texted me, so how was your wedding? Everything you dreamed of and more. And then
promising.
That's kind of cute.
Yeah. And then I said everything you dreamed of and more as if it was a sentence, but it was also a question. And then I wrote back when I was on the subway, and then he wrote back again, like as I was going into the store.
Not proposing a date, just like something.
Just like checking it, like, because I wrote back whatever and then asked a question too. So he was answering my question.
I see.
So, yeah.
Okay, so that's where you are. No date planned.
That's where we're at.
Okay.
This is very recent.
Yeah, these are recent developments.
Recent development. But literally am about to leave again on Friday for a wedding, and then I'm staying put.
This is your last wedding.
Yeah, get out of here with the weddings.
Do you remember in the spring?
It's my ninth and final.
Colby was telling us she had 9 weddings coming up. Like, I remember the spring, you're like, I'm about to have no life. Like, or having a life, but all of my life is weddings.
And you have been gone like nonstop.
Now you're at the end of the road, but then 2025 comes.
I'm at the end of my rope.
2025 yeah, comes with more nuptials.
We have a lot of like overlap though, so we'll have a lot of weddings here together, won't we?
Yeah. Or maybe my thing is next year, the weddings that I'm going to aren't ones that I'm going to alone. This year I had at least two that I went to by myself.
Right. Like you'll have like someone else that
my
you know.
My one in Florida and then my one this weekend I'm going alone.
Where's the one this weekend again?
Upstate New York.
Upstate?
Definitely. Yeah, but it's not upstate where Kate, it's actually upstate.
Ah. Yeah, see, I made the mistake of calling the NS area Accord, New York, upstate. I got roasted for that one.
So well, people say that,
though. I've learned. But here's the thing. I've discussed this. It is upstate from New York City. If I'm here sitting in the West Village and I say, I'm going to go upstate for the weekend, I am going up the state. But it's just, it's not upstate enough for the upstaters.
Yeah, I'm going to like the Binghamton area.
I see. So fun.
How exciting. I need to give you that dress.
Then I'm done. Yes, I'm borrowing a dress.
You need to make sure I don't leave this apartment without
financially sound.
What are you saying the whole weekend?
And not buying another outfit. Yeah, I leave Friday, I get back Sunday.
Oh, I'll miss you.
I know.
Kathy, what are you doing this weekend?
What are you doing this weekend?
Maybe hanging with you.
No, I was under the impression we had a party on Saturday night. Are you not going?
Oh, I do have a party Saturday night.
Not the one that I'm going to?
Which one are you going to?
Brooke's housewarming party.
Oh, fuck. Party? Remember, I have Mahi's birthday.
Fudge!
And we're on a party bus.
Oh, fudge.
We're getting a party bus, going to Taco Bell, taking the party bus with the Taco Bell to the Met, eating the Taco Bell on the Met stairs.
Gossip Girl!
And then taking the party bus to a bar after.
Are you going to the Taco Bell Cantina?
I think so.
That's so fun.
That's the one with alcohol.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Wait, that's amazing. So that's Saturday.
That you're doing Saturday that. Night at 8:30.
Sunday, I'm going to a Hinge dinner.
Oh. Oh, that's fun.
It isn't what it sounds like. It's like a Hinge. It's like corporate.
Okay.
But it's like I can't. I was like, surely I can bring Jack, right? We met on Hinge. They're like, no, plus ones. I'm like, okay. But I'm excited to meet their team. I've like worked with them a bunch, but I've never met.
Yeah, that's so cool.
The actual people behind Hinge. I don't know if it's like, I'm assuming, I know it's Hinge corporate people, mm-hmm. but I don't know what their roles are. I'm assuming they're like influencer management people or whatever. But anyway.
Tell them to give Colby and I Hinge X again. They took it away.
Well, they literally don't want it. Keep it away.
I'm going to see if I can glean any best practices from the Hinge team.
Yeah, please. Weekend.
Now I'm excited to hear more
about
it.
I paused my account.
Are you dead? Just change your location to London. It's like a little break.
No, I literally paused my Hinge. I actually was talking to one of my guy friends this weekend, and he was like, I feel like you're feeding into external pressure. He was like, like literally, and he's single too.
Is he an oracle? Is he an oracle? He sounds very spiritual.
Oh, no, no. He's not at all. He's like a frat boy, but he's also single and has no promising prospects. And he was like, I think, like, whatever, pause the account, whatever. So I gave that a try.
Okay.
External pressure, aka the podcast that you're on that talks about dating. Is that the external pressure?
No, are we causing just like pressure? Life.
No,
just like
it.
The fact that every single one of our friends is in a relationship.
Yeah, but like every single one of our friends in this friend group, or a lot of them, are in relationships, but my friends in my other friend groups are not. Like my friends who live in your building.
Oh, true.
Dead single.
True.
I have a lot of single friends.
Yeah, if I think about like if I pool like who I consider to be like close friends. Like, when I was making my birthday party invitations and, like, sending those out, I'm like, I got a lot of... I think I got a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
Single and in relationships.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And my home friends all in relationships. Oh, good. Or married. Yeah.
I mean, it's a funny age because it's like... I mean, I was just thinking because I'm turning 29 this month. I'm like, it's... Yeah. My mom, like, had me at 29.
Yeah.
Like, I was birthed at 29. And it's just crazy how... I think about a lot of our, like, we only have, what, like, two friends in the city that are, like, engaged/married. Everyone else, even people in, like, relationships are, like, not planning on getting engaged or, like, married anytime soon. So that's at least comforting.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it's like,
one of the weirdest ages, I feel like. I talked to a couple of my aunts about this at my sister's wedding, actually. It was like, everybody says that your 20s are like the best time of your life. And I was like, and honestly, it's so hard in a lot of ways to be in your 20s, because it's like you're like beating yourself up constantly, being like, well, career-wise, where am I supposed to be in that space, and comparing yourself to where everybody else is at in all aspects of life. And it's totally normal to do a career pivot in your 20s, and everybody's like, you're never going to do it younger, you're going to be too old and have too much experience to be able to do it if you're further down the line, so do it now, whatever. So it's totally normal to be starting out in an industry or to be advanced in an industry. It's totally normal to be married and have children, but it's also totally normal to be completely single. Like, it's just hard to figure out, and it's not like you are supposed to be at any specific stage or milestone, but it's just hard to figure out internally and individually, I guess, more so what where you want to be at.
That was so deep.
Yeah, thank you. It's the Barbie Holy movie. Shit.
That was really...
I was listening and I was like, whoa.
No, but it's so true. I was like, I don't even know what I want now.
Yeah.
Like, my job similarly is very time consuming and mentally consuming. That similarly, it's like, I want to just be able to decompress in my free time and hang out with people I'm comfortable with, but then I also obviously feel like I need to put effort into dating, because I'm not just magically meeting somebody on the street. So,
knock on wood. Why do I feel like Colby's gonna say that, and then tomorrow she's gonna like bump into some man on the street?
Well, my friend actually texted me that this weekend too, that there were at least three single guys, which is better than
at the wedding?
Every other wedding that I've gone to.
Wow. Are they hot? Yeah. Like, have they been vetted for you?
I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah.
Wait, afterwards. I can't wait to hear.
Wow, yeah. Okay, you got three options.
There's three single guys. Actually, at my friend's wedding this past weekend, I think there might have been like one single guy, but I don't know.
Three
is better than
good
one.
Good numbers, for
three
sure.
Three is better than one.
Well, actually, I know for a fact there were two, and they were my friends at my table. They were my dates, but yeah.
Well, I think that's really relatable, everything you just said.
I agree. Colby really dropped some bars tonight.
She really
tonight.
Hit the nail on the head. Like, how do we follow that?
No, yeah. I loved it. I don't think we can.
That literally was the Barbie movie.
No, you actually, like, literally reiterated
that movie made me cry. Actually, a lot of movies have made me cry, but that one really made me cry. The Barbie movie.
I don't know if I cried during the Barbie movie.
I cried at the end.
I understand why people did.
Okay. Thank you for validating me in that. I also cried at... what was it called?
Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2. I watched that. Oh, my God.
Yeah, Katie texted me the other day. She was like, have you seen Inside Out 2? I was like,
Waterworks.
No. Katie was like, I was Waterworks. I was like, perfect. I'm putting
it
on my list.
I'm so glad I didn't watch it in theaters, because that would have been embarrassing.
Oh, but. Inside Out 2, I think my eyes welled up.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I saw it at the movie theater.
Right, duh.
Wait, Katie, how did you watch this? On Netflix?
I bought it.
Oh, you bought it? Okay.
1995.
Oh, wow.
Is it with us on there, too?
I saw someone watching it on their story, like someone posted that they had, so I'm assuming it is, but I haven't looked.
When I turned my TV on last night, because I watched
the
Real Housewives of New York City premiere, I overheard a commercial for it, and it was over by the time I came back.
I believe it's on there.
But I think, yeah. Okay. I still want to watch that.
Shall we answer a question?
Yes.
Before our date?
Absolutely.
Okay. The subject line is the unfollowing game. Hi, Matchmade. Over the past 3 years, you've actually given me advice twice.
Wow.
Both times were incredibly helpful, and I'm finding myself needing advice again. I feel like this is something all Matchmade listeners can relate to. What to do on social media when a fling fizzles out? I have quite a few dead ends on my Instagram. Guys who I've hooked up with and never heard from again. Guys I had a brief fling with and they ended up slow fading me or ghosting me. Guys who are just on there but don't interact at all or like any of my posts. Why do I have such a hard time unfollowing them? Most of them haven't been the nicest to me, and even the few that were clearly don't want me either. I keep thinking about the saying, if they wanted to, they would, which reminds me that if he wanted to message me, he would. So why do I keep these guys on my Instagram for no reason? Please give me the strength to unfollow the men of my past. I can't I can't keep thinking that they might come back around in the future, because why would I even want them to? Thank you for being such a sounding board for me over the last few years. You three honestly give the best advice. Love ya. XXX.
Oh, God, she's so sweet.
I like need to do that too. I actually was just thinking that the other day, and I did unfollow like three guys that I was like, ew.
You did a purge?
Yeah, but it was literally three of them. I still, oftentimes, guys will come, even guys who now have girlfriends, that, or guys that I had matched with on Hinge that we never even went on one date. I'm like, why do I follow you on Instagram? But for some reason, I feel tethered to you.
Yeah, my fear is like if I see them, I mean, I've unfollowed, it's funny because like usually on their birthday, I end up unfollowing them because that's when they resurface and there's a, like, on my For You page or on my my algorithm. But I feel like the second I unfollow them, I'm going to see them in the street. Like that is my fear. Like guys, like I don't even follow a lot of guys that I've like gone on dates with anymore. Like I have like unfollowed them over the years, but it's more so like those random guys that I followed from like college that like I don't even know, or like friends of friends. I just feel like I'm going to see them on the street.
Yeah.
I think same way. Like if you go to like the least interacted with thing on Instagram, have you ever seen that?
Yes.
Like how you go on least interacted with, like there are so many people on there where I'm like, I have no reason to follow you anymore, but I'm so nervous that if I unfollow you, it's going to be like, I'm going to see you tomorrow.
Because that happened to me once. I unfollowed a girl when we were in college, a girl that went to our high school that I wasn't close with. She was a grade younger than us. Like, I don't even know why I followed her. Like, I must have just followed her at like one point when I was with her, like, because I felt bad or something, or like I just felt obligated. I unfollowed her. Her parents are friends with my parents. They were at this like group gathering, and the parents came up to my parents and were like, your daughter unfollowed our daughter on Instagram, and like made it a whole fucking thing.
Pat and Patty were probably
mom is definitely listening to this, and she's probably like, it wasn't a thing. It was a thing, because that has shook me to my core. Like I will never be able to unfollow someone again without thinking that that is going to happen to me again. Like I'm going to be called out for unfollowing someone.
Yeah.
So I get scared. Know. But I mean, we definitely have not helped her with our answers.
No, well, I am with you in your struggle, because another thing is, some of those people are really loyal. Like if any of them are story likers, a story like feels like a warm hug to me. I love that. Actually, like the people who stand out sometimes in your post like notifications, or if you notice that they like your stuff a lot, I'm like, I can't unfollow you because I can't lose your love. You know,
I mean, that's like me with like, he should not be named. Like I still follow him, but I have him muted so that I don't get his updates on stuff. But does it
like hurt anyone? I mean, unless it's like hurting your numbers, your like following follower ratio, if that is something you care about. Like I don't see the harm in it. I think once like they get, like I noticed like when I was single or whatever, like the guy that I followed out of either I hooked up with him or saw him for a short time, got a new girlfriend, then I unfollowed. Because I'm like, I don't want to be... Yeah. At all linked to this. Right. Like, I think, you know, it's like I don't even follow him. If he still follows me, that's his problem. You know what I mean? So, but I think there's different levels. Like she said that the guys that she's hooked up with and never heard from again.
Or the one she's following? Oh yeah, I would tell.
Those you unfollow. Like,
because they still have your phone number.
But then, so that's one category. Guys I had a brief fling with and they ended up slow fading or ghosting me.
Oh, unfollow, for
unfollow.
Sure.
These people, you know, yeah, they're dead ends. Yeah, but
those ones, I she's 100% right that it's like, I don't even want them to reach out, but I am such a validation seeker that I'm like, if they did reach out, I'd kind of maybe get a butterfly or two.
She says, guys who are just on there but don't interact at all or like any of my posts. Delete. Jeez.
Well, that's a case-by-case basis.
Like, I mean, no, I think it's valid.
That is case-by-case. If it's a guy who she knows who doesn't interact or post, like, if they do decide to post and you don't see it, are you going to feel like you're missing out on something?
I mean, these people are connections at the end of the day. Especially, like, I think about it in New York City. Like, there have been instances where guys that I've hooked up with in the past that I follow on Instagram have given me work opportunities, like that have connected me with people for things for my job.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know what? This is a connection. As long as he didn't like fuck me up, I'll still follow him.
I actually have something so relevant to this topic and to why I will now be going on a hiatus from unfollowing people. So this is one of those situations where I followed one of my friends from Alabama's ex, now ex-boyfriends on Instagram for years, and he would come up all the time. And I literally think, well, actually, he wouldn't come up all the time, but whenever he did come up, I would be like, I've never met you. Why do I follow you?
Yeah.
I would always think it and not act on it. And then I swear to God, it had to have been within the last month I unfollowed him. I went on my friend's wedding website for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I was clicking around, whatever, decided to look at the bridal party page, and they had photos of everyone. That guy that I unfollowed is one of the groomsmen in this wedding.
What are the odds?
That is so small world.
But I actually checked today and he still follows me, so he doesn't know. Honestly, if a guy has one of those apps or is checking to see if you still follow them, that's so gross.
Heck. Wait, Colby, is he single? The groomsman that still follows you?
I think he has a girlfriend.
Oh.
You'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll find out. Maybe he's one of the three.
Yeah.
All right, girls, I think that's all we're going
to
talk about today.
Look, hey, I think we need to circle back to this.
Oh, we didn't circle back?
Please give me the strength to unfollow the men of my past.
Unfollow them if you deem them worthy of the unfollow.
Well, like, ask yourself a question.
And you not wanting to hear from them or see them again.
Yeah. I mean, ask yourself, am I gaining anything from still following them? If you are not gaining anything, then, like, fuck it. Like, leave them, you know?
Yeah. I think that it's a case-by-case basis, as we said.
But also, it's probably more cool to, if they do follow you, for you to not follow them back and be like, oh, I unfollowed you.
Yeah, it's a power play.
Yeah. Especially if it's someone that like doesn't even live close to you that you will never see again. I think you definitely unfollow them. But again, case by case. I think a lot of these people are connections at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So it really just depends. But I think if you can glean anything from this is that it's extremely normal to have this conundrum of like, do I unfollow them?
For sure.
You know, it's kind of... it's a hard one.
100%.
In this social media age. Our parents didn't have to deal with this.
They did not.
Anyway, that's all we got time for.
Guys, I'm taking the girls on a date.
Woo!
It's been fun. Love ya. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
It got dark in there.
I know.
Early holiday savings have arrived at Tanger Outlets. Discover the best gifts from your favorite brands, perfect for everyone on your list. And stack your savings with up to 70% off, plus an extra 15 to 25% off only during Tanger Style. Save at Polo Ralph Lauren, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, Skechers, J.Crew Factory, and more. Hurry in. These early holiday deals last through November 24th. Tanger Outlets. More savings, more cheer.